Hello again, I'm Kathleen Dunn. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio for this Friday, the 21st of March. And we thought that, well, we know it's Friday, and that we would talk a little bit more politics and give you a chance to weigh in on a couple issues. We'd like to focus on this hour. There are a number of issues that presidential candidates have been talking about, and certainly we've been talking about, be it in regards to the presidential race or just talking about health care, the war in Iraq, the personal character of the candidates, the economy. We're asking you this hour to call us with your thoughts about what issue will be most influential when you go to vote in November. Is there something that you are highly concerned about, and do you think that candidates have addressed that? And because we spent last hour in a most interesting conversation about the importance of the vice presidency, as you think about dream tickets, be it the Republican ticket, who you would match with John McCain, or the Democratic side, which is not decided yet, but either Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton, who would you pair and be enthusiastically voting for in November? So we're opening this to you. It's a snowy day. Boy, is it a snowy day in Milwaukee, and I know in other parts of the state as well. So what better thing to talk about than all of these issues with you? Our number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. If you're joining us in Milwaukee today, 414-227-2050, 414-227-2050. Or if you'd like to, you can't get to a phone and you'd like to just send an email, you could do that as well. And that address is talk@wpr.org, talk@wpr.org. And we start our calls with Kim from Mazamani. Hi, Kim.
Hi, and thank you for having me on your show.
Sure.
I just wanted to say that I think that everyone should get a copy of the latest Obama speech. I think it was done in Pennsylvania. I think that's where it was done.
Yes.
We had like a roundtable discussion, each one in the family, and all listened as one person read that speech. And we all wanted to put it up on our walls. It was almost like the Gettysburg Address or something. It was that monumental. It was just awesome. And when we were going to Woodman's just recently, there was a black guy, and he was, you know, sacking our groceries. And he just had such a flair as if something of Obama touched him. And we exchanged glances, our whole family, with him. And we were just so impressed with how, you know, it was just that he was dignified. I mean, it was almost like he was brought to, as well as we were brought to, such a level of respect toward each other as people. If Obama just did only that, and that alone in this entire country, I think there would be so much that everyone else would take care of.
Okay, and who would you, if he should become the nominee, who would you place as his vice president, Kim?
Whoa, I'd say whoever he chose. It'd be fine with me.
All right. Thanks so much for your call.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Judith from Wisconsin Rapids. Hi, Judith.
The issues to me would be to secure the border, legal immigration, come through the borders legally, security for our children and family, work for your retirement, work for your own health care and supporting your family instead of, they seem to want us to just go on welfare and let the government supply our health care, our child care, everything. We need to work hard.
You would do away with Medicare?
Oh, no, because you are supposed, no. For the people who really need it and have to have this, but they just seem like they want to give it to everybody, people who can and will. We need to get out there and work instead of everybody just being lazy and laying around and not. Yes, I believe there are some poor people who really do need this, okay, the health care. Not everyone. There are a lot of people who are going to get health care who will not need it, okay? If you're able-bodied, get out there and work. Get them off of welfare and, okay, people need to be responsible for their own retirement as much as possible.
All right, so what's your dream presidential ticket, Judith?
I hate to say McCain. I for sure say not Barack Obama, who had ties with people who tried to blow up the Pentagon.
Oh, Judith, that's just really not true. Let's go to Jim from Viroqua. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Jim.
After that last call.
Yeah, whoa, where was that?
Anyways, my dream team would be Barack Obama and John Edwards, because I thought John Edwards was speaking to the working class, which we need to hear more about, you know, with jobs going overseas and also health care. I don't know where that woman's coming from, that we have every industrialized nation in the world except for the United States has a national health care program. So anyways, health care and jobs going overseas, and then John Edwards and Barack Obama.
You know, we were thinking today, Governor Richardson is endorsing Obama, and Rhonda was talking to me last night, are you going to stay up and see Jay Leno? I said, I don't think I'll make it that late, but maybe I'll ask my son, because we thought that maybe it would be John Edwards doing either a Clinton or an Obama endorsement today. He seems to be holding off for some reason, doesn't he?
I think maybe because he's got a good chance of being VP with either one, and he's not
I think so too.
Card close to his chest.
Right, right.
So.
All right, thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Couple lines are open if you want to join us. 800-486-8655, 414-227-2050 if you're joining us in Milwaukee. And there has been a thought that maybe he's holding out for attorney general, too. A lot of people touted his name, attorney general, rather than vice president. Edwards, that is. Boyd from Milwaukee. Hi, Boyd.
Good morning, Kathleen. Happy spring.
Yeah, right.
Think that. Yeah.
How cruel.
I have to actually respond to not the previous caller, the one before that. I think outside of education, the environment, in terms of domestic issues, there has to be a complete overhaul of the healthcare system. I mean, the healthcare system, it not only just affects, you know, like Americans getting treatment, it affects small businesses. I've heard on many people call in on Wisconsin Public Radio from your show, Joy's show, just saying, you know, I identify myself as a Republican, but I can't give my workers a livable wage because I have to pay 30% in health care. And this whole thing that so many people say is like, well, if we have this state-sponsored system, the government picks your doctor, is ludicrous, and also that there's no alternatives. In Canada, if someone wants to go with a private insurance company, they can do that. I mean, I think it's based just on a lot of fears, and it's just something that we need to really, it has to be just addressed a lot more. And also just the other one thing is with taxes. I think if people had more say and could choose so much, well, where do we put our tax dollars? I don't think people would be so up in arms about taxes. I mean, I don't think it's so much how much we're paying, whether it's high or low. Where is the money being spent? And if it's being spent in the right programs, education, environment, things that benefit the overall community, it's just going to bring a lot more stability to the community.
All right, Boyd, thank you.
You betcha.
Bye. Howard from Greenfield. Hi, Howard.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Fine, happy Good Friday. And I also can't believe what that lady said about...
it was outrageous. Yeah, it was outrageous.
I mean, ugh.
Right.
Give me a chill. But anyway, my first would be the economy and medical and the war. I think they're going to end the war anyway if Obama or Hillary is nominated. And that's about it.
And what about the vice presidency? Does your mind go anywhere for both the Republicans and the Democrats, no matter who gets the Democratic nod here? Who comes to mind who you would be palatable or you'd be excited
Obama,
about?
Obama, and I was going to say Hillary, but I don't like how she's attacking the guy. So I don't know. Edwards, I heard of something about Gore, maybe, if he would come out of retirement. So I don't know. Whoever you pick, I'm sure I'll be happy with.
All right. Thanks, Howard.
Thank you. Have a good Friday.
Thanks. You too. Yeah. Wayne from Holman. Hi, Wayne.
Well, good morning, young lady.
Hi, Wayne.
It's been a tough month for you. I'm waiting for my heart attack yet, and I hope it's a long ways off, but you never know, do you?
No, you never know, Wayne.
And then we lost Brett Favre, so it's been a tough month for you and me and all of Green Bay and Wisconsin. But anyway, my comment would be I would like to see a John McCain and a Condoleezza Rice.
All right.
I'm kind of on the conservative side, as you may remember. But anyway, although I think Condoleezza Rice did not function real well as a national security advisor, I think she's grown in the position at the State Department, and I kind of like her. She carries herself well. I think it would help in generating some votes from the African-American community. Don't know that for sure. But only one final note, though, and this is not a criticism or anything, but Barack and Michelle Obama are friends to a fellow named William Ayers, who was in the Weatherman Underground situation in 1970, and he did, in fact, bomb the Pentagon. That lady wasn't too far off. Although I don't know if she put it in the right context.
Yeah, we don't have information on this one. We got to stop this kind of stuff where people are bringing up information.
I'm surprised.
No, it's not pretty well known.
I'm sure Mr. Ayers has changed his positions drastically, but the point was that she was correct. That's all I want to say.
All right. Let's go to Bill from Burlington. Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to say I'm a big fan of Barack. Almost to the point of being nervous because I think he's almost too good to be true. But I think he's just an amazing individual. I also think John Edwards is an amazing individual, which leads me to my dream team. And I also wanted to speak on, although everyone's brought it up already, the woman who called earlier. I think that that's not that unusual position for a lot of people, that if you want health care, want socialized health care of any kind, that means that you somehow support a welfare state where no one works.
Yeah.
And I think we need to be very careful about misinformation. I don't think she was stupid. I just think she was grossly misinformed. But my dream team is Barack and John Edwards.
Yeah, I don't know too many people. I don't know anybody who's sitting around being lazy. I just, living off the dole.
It's easy for me. It's easy for a lot of people to say, well, you know, people will take advantage of the system and everyone doesn't deserve health care. Everyone does deserve health care. It's just a basic right of being a human, for crying out loud. And until people understand that it's not laziness that drives that desire, but rather the true desire, and I believe this, to make sure that everyone's taken care of. I don't think it's a nanny state. I think it's an important part of our humanity.
Mm-hmm. And what about on the Republican side? Who do you think McCain would benefit from?
I don't give it.
You don't care.
I don't give it much thought. I like John McCain as a person. I think that he is, unfortunately, I think that he's relatively puppet-like when it comes to just kowtowing to what the Republican Party wants him to do. I think a couple years ago I didn't feel that way.
Mm.
Now I do.
Mm-hmm.
As far as him choosing someone that would help him, I would say Tommy Thompson wouldn't be a bad option. Although being from Wisconsin, I'm not a huge Tommy Thompson fan myself. I think that would be a wise choice on his part politically.
Thank you, Bill.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Let's go to Helen from Sheboygan. Hi, Helen.
I want to comment on the vice president choice because I think it's so important. Way back when Bill Clinton was a relative unknown and chose Gore for his running mate, that was what made me swing towards Clinton.
Really? Oh, interesting.
But then Gore sort of tarnished his image when he gave up so easily in Florida. But now anyone who puts Lieberman or Tommy Thompson on their ticket deserves to lose.
Hmm.
And my final thing is, I think Jim Webb would be a great vice president for Obama because he's a former Secretary of the Navy and he has national defense experience.
Mm-hmm. That would be an interesting choice. On many issues, there is a divergence, I think, between the two of them. But he certainly is he's an impressive man, Webb.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Helen.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's go to... Eliza, is it, from Dubuque?
Alisa.
Hi, Alisa.
Hi. I love this program, this kind of stuff, when people can call in and say what they want to say, even if it's something I agree with or not. The woman, the gentleman a couple calls ago was talking about, people don't want to be receiving welfare. And I think that if there were more jobs, if they could bring more quality jobs, people wouldn't have to need that as much either. But we haven't been very successful in that either. So my dream ticket would be Barack Obama and Joe Biden because he's got such a strong background in defense and foreign affairs, and he's just really brilliant about all of that. You put Barack Obama in there, and you're going to have a whole... He's going to be surrounded with intelligent people with integrity, and I think that that is going to be vital in bringing us out of this dark place that we've been in for the last 7 years.
Well, you'd have two great talkers, wouldn't you?
Yes.
They both have the gift.
That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I think John Edwards should be in there somewhere, right up there, too. I love him, too. I think that we've been blessed on the Democratic side for all the great candidates we've had, but Barack Obama just shines above them all, in my view, anyway.
So. Thanks, Elisa. Thanks so much for your call. Mark from Green Bay. Hi.
Hi. I was wondering if John Edwards would agree to be Barack's running mate and gave all of his delegates to Barack Obama. Would that sew up the nomination for the Democratic Party?
No, he doesn't have that many delegates. Is my understanding is that, 25, 26 or something like that? So it wouldn't sew it up. I don't know what it would do. What do you think it would do among the people who voted for John Edwards? Would they be influenced? I don't know.
Well, the other thing is he's a Southerner, and maybe he would help to carry some of the Southern states as well.
Mm-hmm.
And although I sure hope his wife is doing better. I hope her health is good.
Mm-hmm.
I worry about that. But he seems like he's an articulate man and has had a lot of political experience, being a vice president running mate before, and he's a southerner,
mm-hmm.
and I think he might sew it up for Barack Obama.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
I was wondering if anybody else has the same feelings.
Yeah, actually, a couple other callers have mentioned him as well, so he's in first place among. If we're not keeping track, but I'm impressed that several people have made the same matchup here. Thanks, Mark.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Let's pause for a moment and welcome more of your phone calls. We're asking two questions of you this hour as we just continue our political conversation. Last hour, we talked about this major conference at the Hubert Humphrey Institute at the University of Minnesota on the importance of the vice presidency and what we should be looking for and how we should think about it as an extremely important job. So we're asking if you were to match up all of the candidates, those we know and those we don't know, who would you put in various slots? What would be your perfect dream team on the Republican side or on the Democratic side? And we're also asking, we've talked about so many of these issues, as you think about casting your vote, as you think about the candidates speaking and what you want them to talk about, what ranks toward the top here for you? Is it the war? Is it the character of the character and temperament of the candidates? Is the economy? Is it healthcare? What is it? So here's a chance for you to talk. We'll take more phone calls in a moment. I'm Kathleen Dunn. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Back to your phone calls. I could also give you the email address if you want to send us an email. That would be fine. That's talk@wpr.org. Talk@wpr.org. And we go to Ron from Wisconsin Rapids. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Kathleen. I shouldn't have to do this, but I apologize for being from Wisconsin Rapids after the earlier caller. But I think that's a mentality that's so prevalent with the Republican Party that everybody's on welfare and as an individual while working to support them. It's unfortunate that she's got those feelings, seeing that there's been thousands of people in this area that have been put out of work in the paper industry.
Yeah, I don't think that's a majority view at all on the Republican Party. I think that's a real fringe view. But, you know, when people are wrong, they're wrong. So
it's promulgated by right-wing radio, though, like the comments regarding Obama. You know, and that's what's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. It is unfortunate. I agree.
I was talking to an individual the other day that told me that Jimmy Carter had actually given our National Park Service to the United Nations.
Oh,
and he actually believed that because Sean Hannity said it.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I mean, that's the extreme, you know, that's the extremist in the party. And if it went for right-wing radio, I don't know what they would have.
Hmm.
But I would sure enjoy seeing John Edwards as our vice president. I've met him twice, and he's just charismatic, just a wonderful human being.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, an Obama Edwards ticket, I think, would be just about unbeatable.
Huh? Why hasn't he endorsed? Do you think, Ron?
I think that he is back. I think that John is waiting for an opportunity. I think possibly to take that vice president's position again, or at least a cabinet appointment.
Mm-hmm. So and he's just
that's why,
playing it cool.
It would diminish his credibility if he endorsed somebody that actually lost.
Right.
But I think it was interesting the other day was Huckabee be predicting possibly a brokered convention and possibly drafting somebody like Gore or Edwards.
Do you think, John Zogby said that on our show this week.
Yep.
Do you think that's true? You think that could happen?
Conceivably seeing it happen if these two continue to go at it like they are, and if we see their numbers slipping in the polls, I could see a brokered convention. I could actually see drafting somebody.
And
I'm not sure that would be all bad either.
Really? You wouldn't mind that?
No, I wouldn't mind it a bit. I mean, I think if we opened it up, I think it would take a lot of the hot air away from the right.
Huh.
They've worked so hard, you know, I mean, discrediting the Hillary and Barack. And I sincerely believe that if all of a sudden we emerged with another candidate, they wouldn't know which way to turn.
Can you imagine, though, being either Senator Clinton or Senator Obama and spending the incredible amount of energy it takes to run for the office and then have it denied?
Yeah, and I mean, I would sympathize with both of them, but if we're going to continue the fight, you know, as we have, we have to look for an alternative, and the Democratic Party's going to have to look out for what's best for us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. We go to Jim from Pleasant Prairie. Hi, Jim.
Yes, good morning. You know, as off the wall as the comment was from the woman that was connecting Obama to 9/11, I would have been curious to know what the line of rationale of that person might be. Person like that might have been, but I called.
I don't think there was any rationale, really, Jim. I don't think we were going to get anywhere with that call.
Yeah. I called mainly to lament what I view as the failure of the body politics of our country. To give as a prime example, we have a huge issue coming right in front of us, like a huge time bomb set to start going off in a couple of years, which is the 2011, which is the year that the baby boomers start to retire. If this was Europe, for instance, it would be the main issue of the entire coming election year. It seems like we've switched from the concept of pointing our fingers at the communists to now the terrorists. And I wonder when, if ever, we're going to be debating the foreign policy of this country. You know, as soon as you cross the border into Canada or to go to Europe, you have five or more major parties. Prime example of what I'm talking about is the unfortunate presidential election of 2004, where the Democrats failed to nominate an opposition candidate. That was an election that the Democrats should have won and should have won very handily. But anyway... the reason that happened is because we are lacking, in my opinion, an opposition party in this country. And, of course, it all revolves around the mainstream news media, which is also equally uncompetitive. So in my opinion, if this presidential race ends up being McCain versus Hillary Clinton, none of these important subjects are likely at all to be discussed. Why? Because it's mostly the same special interests that will be backing both major party candidates. And so, anyway, at this point, I'm a little bit perplexed as to what the practical solution is, but I'm personally backing Ralph Nader, as futile as that is, but at least it's something that I can do and feel good about.
Okay. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for your call. Alex is next from Milwaukee. Hi, Alex.
How are you, Kathleen?
All right. How are you?
Good. I want to keep my point short. So I just want to get it across, really. I mean, I would prefer Obama to become a president, but whether Obama or Clinton become a president, you can tell I'm a Democrat. One issue that I want him to undertake that has never been mentioned is find a possibility to take Mr. George W. Bush to federal court to find some way to prosecute this arrogant person for everything he's done to this country in the last years. Because if we're just going to look at our last 8 years as nothing happened and we're not going to find this guy accountable for everything he's done, it's not going to be fair to us. So that's really all I wanted to say. And I'm not a liberal. I am actually in the center, and I agree with issues that on both sides of the ticket, but I would prefer Obama to become a president.
So you think that particular issue should be discussed by the Democratic candidates?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks, Alex.
Sure.
Ann from Madison. Hi, Ann.
Hi. I agree totally with the last caller. And aside from the lack of, you know, reasonable medical treatment in this country, which a lot of people have mentioned, I think the most important issues are we've headed toward dictatorship during the Bush administration really, really quickly. This is the first president who's ever stood for torture and vetoed a bill that outlawed it, even though it's outlawed all over the world anyway, by international and even American law before that. And I think that the second major, well, habeas corpus and the lack of it is to me just emblematic of everything that needs to be changed by the next administration. And nobody is talking about it. We can all be just tossed, you know, we could be tossed in Guantanamo Bay if George Bush or Dick Cheney decided they didn't like what we were saying. It's just, you know, it hasn't happened on an average, you know, average Joe scale yet. So we're just, you know, we're looking at a dream world right now. This has all happened. And second, the bailout of these investment banks that have been treating mortgage loans as hot potatoes and gleefully selling them to each other, making huge profits, you know, being completely devious and corrupt. But now they're being bailed out by the semi-private or really private Fed, which just yesterday, I think, offered emergency loan funds to investment banks. This is the first time this has happened since the Great Depression, and all kinds of other, you know, cute little six-month revolving funds that will help these crooks. We're living in a society that siphons money out of normal people's pockets into the pockets of great big fat cats who, in many cases, are doing everything possible to avoid supporting the tax base. And our schools are closing and our bridges are collapsing. I think the financial transfer of money from the average Joe and the poor person to the billionaire is, you know, that's really the crux of almost everything else that's wrong. And that needs to be talked about.
Okay.
And if they don't, it means that these candidates don't think that's a problem.
All right. Thanks, Ann, very much for your call. Mike from Appleton is next. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, good morning. You know, what my concern is, in putting all issues aside, what I mean by that is, you know, race, gender, et cetera, et cetera. It seems to me that the next president is going to face such incredibly complicated scenarios, economic in the United States, immigration, health, the worldwide arena, that it's really going to have to be somebody very special. And I was kind of inclining towards Obama because he seemed like a fresh breath of air in comparison with, you know, everybody else. And he's been running basically on what he calls his good judgment in comparison with the bad judgment of the others. But this situation with this preacher, you know, I listened to his speech and he really didn't convince me. I think he kind of lost my vote there because, you know, Obama hasn't decided to run for the presidency in the last 6 months. He's been thinking about this for a long time. And to have had a relationship with a person like this preacher, with the things that he says, shows to me poor judgment over a long period of time.
So where is your vote going?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know?
No. I think the scenario that we're facing is so complicated, is so delicate. I mean, you know, quite frankly, I don't see any of them capable of handling what's coming. It's really scary.
All right. Thanks very much for your call. Bob is next from Eau Claire. Hi, Bob.
Oh, good morning. I agree that there's going to be a lot of problems that need to be solved. And quite frankly, I think the current administration has done its utmost to bankrupt us. I'm not sure that any of the problems are easily solved. You know, the impossible takes us a little extra time. And I think we're going to have some major, major problems over the course of the next 4 or 8 years. I am feeling at this point that Obama is probably the most qualified and the most capable candidate. And this morning, Governor Richardson came out and endorsed him. I think Richardson would make an ideal running mate for a number of reasons. First of all, because he is also an ethnic minority. He's also from the southwestern part of the country, which would pull in an area that's traditionally red and at least make it purple, if not blue. As a governor, he has to balance a budget, and so he could certainly bring that tempering to the administration to help in the job of making sure that we start working our way toward getting ourselves out from underneath the debt that's been accumulated. And finally, I see a place for John Edwards in this administration, since he is for the people and wants to do good work for the people. I think he should be a cabinet member at Health and Human Services. I think that would be an ideal post for him. He could be an articulate spokesman for the people in that post, and it would actually create a bully pulpit for him.
All right, thank you, Bob.
You're quite welcome.
All right, thanks,
and happy spring.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We need to hear that over and over today. What a day. Vikas from Madison. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
My dream ticket would be John McCain and Bill Gates. And let me tell you why. In John McCain, we obviously have a person who's very strong on national security. He also has the moral standing to speak truth to power. So, for example, when he went to Michigan, he told those workers that in the current environment of globalization, it's very difficult to get all those jobs back. Whereas on the other hand, we have on the Democrat side, we have Obama and Clinton who simply pander. They talk about scrapping NAFTA. They talk about going back to 70s and 80s, which is simply not going to happen. But they don't have the moral courage to really talk truth to the voters. In John McCain, we have that. And then in Bill Gates is obviously retiring from his post of CEO at Microsoft. So he will be available. He's done a lot of philanthropic work in the past few years. And everybody has been talking about creating more jobs. So why not have a person who has created a $45 billion company which employs about 50,000 people right here in the United States? Why not have that person as a vice president who has created such a company in his own lifetime?
Okay.
So I think McCain and Bill Gates would be the dream ticket.
Thanks, Vikas, for your call. Clifton from Oshkosh is next. Hi, Clifton.
Hello.
Hello.
I've got a kind of an odd suggestion for an Obama vice presidency. I don't think it's all that realistic, but I think it would be pretty interesting to see Obama with Ron Paul as a running mate. Because Ron Paul's had a lot of grassroots support from sort of the disenfranchised right-wing side. And I think Obama's one of those people that will be likely to kind of help bridge together these opposing viewpoints to really get some stuff done. And I think that would really help with that.
Ideologically, they're so far apart, though. Can you really imagine that happening?
I couldn't see the Democrats supporting them, and I think ideologically they are far apart, but I think it's a good idea to have sort of contrasting ideologies between the president and the vice president, because then they can, I think that would bring up some unusual ideas that wouldn't necessarily just come from a single perspective.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I think on the Republican side, a smart thing for John McCain to do would be to bring in Huckabee, because that would bring the evangelical support that he would otherwise doesn't necessarily attract very well.
Mm-hmm. All right, Clifton, thank you.
Yep,
we go to Ben from Verona next. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Kathleen. Say, I think the main issue here would be universal health care, which if that were if we could get that problem taken care of, we could get our companies to compete more globally, which I think would help, and with the low dollar right now would also make it more marketable for American companies to compete, which would right there turn the economy around. And also, second on that, to add to that would be to balance the budget. And then I think that would also increase the value of the dollar a little bit so it doesn't sink so low. And also I think it would put more faith back in the United States. But real quick here on Obama, I think Obama, my ideal candidate for his running mate would be probably Gore or Russ Feingold, but I know that would never happen. But I think if he picked Bill Richardson, that would pull some votes away from John McCain in the Southwest, which just strategically I think would be a good move for him. But on McCain's side, I think for him, I think a good one would be Wesley Clark with the war going on and his background in economics, so I think that would be a good ticket for them. But I'm voting for Obama.
You are.
Yeah, right. I really impressed with this guy. You know, I mean, we've got another Kennedy, just a real sharp guy here. I mean, he is, I think one of the other callers commented, he's just too good to be true. So I hope it works out with the way things are going that, you know, I'd like to give him a shot.
All right. Thank you very much, Ben, for your call. More phone calls in a moment. We're talking, asking you, you're the guest this hour, a couple questions, because we talked the first hour about vice presidency and how important that is. If you were to match Barack Obama with the vice president, who would that be? Hillary Clinton, who would that be? John McCain, who would that be? What would make a great ticket on both sides? And also, we're looking at the issues that are of primary concern to you, and we've heard some very thoughtful calls. For the most part, we heard one outrageous call, but we've heard mostly very thoughtful calls. Is it health care? Is it the war in Iraq? Is it the character of the candidates, the economy, the issue that will be most important to you? Or there might be, they might be of equal importance to you as you go to vote in November. 800-486-8655, 227-2050 in Milwaukee. I'm Kathleen Dunn. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Back to your phone calls now, and let's go to Charlotte from Racine. Hi, Charlotte.
Good morning. I called before, but you're talking about a vice president for Obama, a white person. Who
what?
Put him in the position he is? He has 80 to 90% black people voting for him. Why would he choose white? I think...
What are you talking about, Charlotte?
I'm talking that he will...
He will what?
I think he will choose a black person, and he should.
Why is that, Charlotte?
Because they voted for him 90%. Why should he not?
A lot of Hispanics voted for him. A lot of white people voted for him. What? I mean,
yes, but you are giving him this. Can think.
Giving him what, Charlotte?
Okay, I can hear you. Okay. If I were him, I would choose my own people who voted for me.
But he's half black and half white, Charlotte.
So, he is not white.
Yes, he is. He's half white, Charlotte.
His mother is Indonesian.
No, his mother is from Kansas. His mother was white, Charlotte.
I looked at his web. What's it? Well, you should look at it.
I know what I'm talking about, Charlotte.
Okay,
believe me.
Fine. I just say if I was him, I would choose my own people.
The thing about him is that he's a little, he's everybody's people. He's this incredible combination. I don't know where everybody's getting information. It's not everybody. We're just a few callers. Okay. Oh, man. Let's go to Randy from Lake Mills. Hi, Randy.
Good morning, Joy. And
no, it's Kathleen. It's Kathleen, Randy.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I listen to a lot of public radio.
Okay.
And my gosh, you're certainly getting some interesting calls this morning.
Yeah.
My comment was regarding the potential of the vice presidency to become the president within the blink of an eye.
Right.
And since the last election, politicians have been jockeying, you know, for position in this race. But I find it interesting that no one has really talked about the vice presidency till just recently. You know, we're going to spend all this time picking a president and a leader of our country, but in the last 6 or 7 months, we're just going to pick a vice president, and that person, whether it's man, woman, black, white, has a potential in the blink of an eye to become president, whether it's, heaven forbid, an assassination attempt, or even if the president goes under anesthesia for any length of time,
mm-hmm.
that power has to be transferred. So all that considered, my dream team actually is Barack Obama and John Edwards, and I hope he comes back.
Okay. Thank you very
Thank
much,
you.
Randy. Thanks for the call. Okay, we go next to Jay from Holman. Hi, Jay.
First of all, my vice presidential choices are either Hillary or John Edwards, and my comment is regarding the little snippet of a 20-year career by Reverend Jeremiah Wright. We're stuck together into the longest I've probably heard, if I add everything together, adds up to about a minute and a half. And then to brand those little snippets to tie those back to Barack Obama, I think are just dirty politics, and I think we're going to see a whole lot more of it before Obama becomes our first multiracial president.
Hmm. And that's what he is. You know, it's interesting you use that word, how rarely he's described that way. Yeah, because he is. He's African-American. He's white. He, you know.
I have my yard sign already.
All right, Jay,
and
thanks.
And I'm from Holman, the same place Wayne is from. We've never met, though.
I'll bet you will, because you called in and he called in.
Let's bet
you will sometime.
Wayne.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
800-486-8655, 227-2050, if you're joining us in Milwaukee. Dave from Wanakee, hi.
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 My dream ticket for Barack Obama would be Elliot Richardson. And I thought a while about who John McCain should have for his vice presidential candidate. And I think the best choice would be the Wizard of Oz. And the reason being was that the Wizard of Oz was a snake oil salesman from way back. So he's obviously well-versed in Republican campaign politics. Also, he was able to put a big, scary image up in front of people and not show the real man behind the curtain, which I think is essential when the only thing you have to offer is fear.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Let's go to Kevin from Kenosha. Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
Hi.
As far as a candidate, I guess I would like to see probably Colin Powell if I've got to deal with McCain. But for Barack Obama, anybody, that's who I'd like to see. But I'd like to see campaign finance reform talked about a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's there's no panacea. That's the one thing that could affect all the other issues out there,
mm-hmm.
and get the money out of politics.
Right. We've been talking about it so long. We've made a little progress, but not a lot.
Right.
I was a little confused, Kevin. Who would you pair with? Who would you pair with McCain?
Did I say Colin Powell?
Oh, Colin Powell with McCain.
Yeah,
and who would you?
He would temper him a little bit. I don't know if he's sullied himself too much at the United Nations, though.
And who are you supporting for the Democratic race?
I'm supporting Barack. I voted for Barack.
Okay, and who would his vice president be?
John Edwards.
Oh, John Edwards. Okay. I just didn't hear you. All right, Kevin.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Jim from Racine. Hi, Jim.
Hello. My main concern is that who's ever elected president works with Congress and is intelligent, proceeds intelligently to accomplish things. I think that's the biggest problem that we have in government today is the lack of accomplishment. On that basis, I do support Hillary Clinton for president, and I'd like to see Barack Obama as vice president. But from Hillary's perspective, I mean, also, she could be very valuable in the Senate. So if he were elected, I'd like to see her as vice president, except she may be more valuable as in the Senate because of her ability to work with both sides and craft legislation with people. But when you think about it, and I think a lot of people would agree with that perspective on both of them, I mean, how many people would say they wouldn't want Barack Obama to be vice president because he's so valuable as a legislator? I don't think very many people would say that. And so shouldn't that influence their opinion as to who should be president?
Mm-hmm. How about McCain? Who would you pair with McCain?
Oh, I find it hard to think about that because I'm not in favor of McCain. I think his record is much more conservative than his image as a war hero and a nice man overall. But so I have a hard time thinking who would go with it. If he were smart, he should pick someone who would appeal to independent voters. And I'm not sure who that would be. I don't think it would be Huckabee. I think he would alienate some of the independents.
Okay, Jim, thank you.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Bye. We go next to Mawata from Green Bay. Hi.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
I like the way you handled that lady that talked about Obama running for a specific group of people in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I think Obama is running for president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in the United States, you are one of the people that he would be presiding over. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. I like the way you handled him. You handled her. The other thing is, Russ Feingold, I think, would be a good running mate for Obama. is not only smart, but is also intelligent and sharp.
Mm-hmm.
So those two would be a very good combination.
Were you sorry to see him leave the race, which was some time ago? It seems like forever, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He would have been your guy, first choice.
Yeah, I like the guy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Mawada. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Dan from La Crosse. Hi.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Dan.
I think with our dollars sliding, I wish a president candidate would say that, yes, our currency is becoming devalued worldwide, and what steps that they would like to do to try to make our currency more viable and valuable worldwide, and what's hurting it right now, make the public aware that they are concerned about the value of our currency. The euro, these countries came together and they developed this euro dollar. I hope that we don't erase our borders, combine Mexico and Canada and create a whole new currency just because our dollar is worthless and we're trying to create a better economy to support it. And it would be really nice if, like, Ron Paul was selling the Liberty dollar, which was a currency made of gold and silver, but he made 2 tons of the stuff and it was seized from him. But, you know, we need to really be concerned about the value of our currency, and if a president does not deal with this issue, a candidate, they're really not showing their true concern for America as a whole. Because
all right. Thank you, Dan. We understand your concern. Thank you. Anthony from Racine. Hi.
Hi. I'm originally from Chicago, Illinois, and I've been in racing for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just heard about Obama maybe 6 or 7 years ago before the his speech at the National Convention. And what I've learned about him was that he was a compassionate man. He knew that he approached politics in an awkward way, and he grew from it. And he grew from it in such a manner that they had to bring in Mike Ditka to oppose him or to run against him for the Senate seat. Secondly,
I thought it was Alan Keyes who came into it. Wasn't it Alan Keyes?
I think they brought him in also, but Mike Ditka was also somebody with money on the Republican Party. Yes, Alan Keyes was also brought in.
Okay.
But I think that through Illinois and Chicago politics, that's what they want to do in order for Barack Obama not to be there. But he won anyway by the spirit and the heart of the people. Again, I think that statement, the spirit and the heart of people, is now becoming very relevant right now. It's the spirit and the heart of Americans that we are in a critical situation. Sure, we have a first female. We also have a first multiracial male president candidate. And what's happened is that the Bush administration has put us in such a dysfunctional state, not only internally, but also in the world theater, that we have to score A's. Excuse the college metaphor, but we have to score A's. And every American has to support whatever candidate that comes to bat. I think there was talk with earlier callers that the quality of the vice president who comes in, he has to have a strong diplomatic background. I think that the world wants Obama as much as these callers that are calling in. And I'll take any comments off the line.
All right. Now, these comments are yours. This is the purpose of the hour. So I appreciate your calling, Anthony.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for your call.
Bye.
Our number is 800-486-8655. We've had 2 emails saying we should pay attention to the governor of Kansas, too, which is interesting. Let's go to Renee from Park Falls. Hi, Renee.
Good morning, Kathleen. I would just like to say I would really like to see Al Gore on the ticket, just based on, you know, what he's come up with. And also I'd like to hear more about what Bush had once talked about Social Security and individuals being able to invest on their own. I think the whole system needs to be reworked. And that's basically what I wanted to hear about.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, Renee, for the call. And let's go to Dave from Green Bay. Hi, Dave.
Hi.
Hi.
I support Barack Obama. I'm impressed with him. He's very articulate.
I watched his speech or his announcement when he announced in Springfield, Illinois. And I like that man.
All right. There was an honest appraisal. Thank you. Thanks very much for the call.
All right.
And another,
thank you.
Another email. I think the number one issue is character, the willingness to be honest, support the Constitution, govern for the common person, and remove big money corporate profits from policy making. Character is an evaluation of a person's moral quality. This person supports somebody, but that's all the time we have. So it's a perfect way to end. Who fits that bill? Most people would agree with that. Thanks to Rhonda Fanning for producing the hour and for answering your many phone calls. And thanks for calling in, everybody. You always have interesting points. And thanks for your emails as well. Please join us for All Things Political, which you hear Mondays at 9 o'clock. So we'll look at political developments over the weekend and talk about politics again Monday morning at 9. I hope you survive the snowstorm. We're getting one heck of a snowstorm here in Milwaukee and in other parts of the state as well. And it's spring, but it's going to melt tomorrow, right? Have a wonderful weekend. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.